and waking this one up.
Not necessarily the news.
Here it is.
Sound the bell, because he is the good news.
Live on the radio. And here for a not necessarily the news, because if you came here for news, well, by gosh, you came to the right place. I apologize for the camera angle. I will fix it here shortly on our Hank Facebook Live streaming in a view that you can only get there of this show. Or you could stand outside the window. Tonight's lead story.
Breaking news!
Actually, it was last night, too, and I kind of stayed up past the bedtime because of this whole tsunami situation that happened over there in the Pacific. So, late last night, our time, just off of the far eastern coast of Russia, very remote area, an 8.8 magnitude earthquake happened there on the ocean floor, and that then subsequently triggered tsunami alerts all over the place, all throughout Russia, Japan, and then for U.S. shores in Hawaii, California, all across the coast, Oregon, the Northwest as well. But at the latest, the tsunami warnings for the state of Hawaii downgraded to an advisory. Those did come. They did see some, you know, advanced rising higher tides than normal. Same for the California area, but they are not seeing the surging of waters that could be associated with what they were fearing. So, yeah, the worst part is over, says the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center director. That's fun. Wow. On a business card.
That's calling the manager.
Yeah, there is still a tsunami warning in effect for Northern California, and they're seeing some advanced tides. But looks like that was fortunately all for naught. It's a good thing, you know, you're not going like Hawaii or anything anytime soon, right?
I know. Thank heavens. Yeah. Ugh. Orlando Bloom has been spending the summer in Europe to celebrate his newfound singleton. But Katy Perry, well, she's headed to Canada. The Pop-Tart had dinner with the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Montreal. Bystanders say there were cocktails, lobster served, and they looked deep in conversation. So was it an actual date? His people say no. No, it's not really a thing.
Yeah.
This may be a little bit disappointing to her. Apparently she looked really, really into it. So she's into him. He may not be into her. Sure, Katy Perry, Canada, love update.
I mean, if they're... In fact, we don't even need to trade. If they'll take her, we'll...
Cool, eh?
I mean, space wouldn't. We tried that.
Come on, Justin. Do your part.
Ozzy Osbourne's funeral is today over there in Birmingham, England. And actually, it starts because of the time difference here. In just a little while, 8 o'clock start time. It will be live stream, not the private ceremony there at the house and in the garden behind the house there for the Osbournes, but there will be a processional throughout his hometown of Birmingham, and they will even pause right there on the big bridge that Black Sabbath basically made famous, and that's kind of become where fans have left messages and flowers and tribute and whatnot like that. So it will be it'll be basically a carriage that will go in almost a royal processional throughout the town, and you can see that starting to be live streamed here, various places, 8 o'clock. So, R.I.P. Ozzy. No word on Hulk Hogan's funeral or other services or any of that news has come out. Just a bunch of stuff from his family.
No carriage,
brother.
Yet. So one of the toughest questions in history, how do you pick out an engagement ring for a billionaire jeweler? Well, Zach Brown went with the $500,000 model, just in case you're taking notes over there, KB, for his fiance, Kendra Scott. Now, it looks to be a 6 or 8 carat rock with a pinkish tint.
Whoa.
And if it's a genuine pink diamond, that price tag could double.
Okay.
They went public with their relationship, the AMAs, last May. They're head over heels for one another. Says it's totally different than anything he's had before.
Well, congrats to them.
You see that?
Congrats.
6 to 8 carats. No pressure.
That rate, an engagement will be somewhere around a couple presidential terms from now.
I was going to say, you may need a good life insurance policy.
Well, Adam Sandler, regardless of what you think, just keeps winning and setting a Netflix record. So Happy Gilmore 2 just set the new record for Netflix, the biggest U.S. opening weekend of all time for an original Netflix movie. Over 3 days after it premiered on Friday of last week, 46.7 million views for Happy Gilmore 2. So it's getting about a 70% Rotten Tomatoes. It's pretty good for a Sandler movie.
Wow. Yeah. I love Adam Sandler.
Now, it's not the number one streaming thing in the state of Texas for Netflix. Oh. That would be K-pop Demon Hunters. The number one most streamed show in the state of Texas. And this is something I was, I've watched. I have seen. I watched it, the kiddo and I guess last weekend it happened. I don't know. It all happened so fast. And unfortunately the movie didn't. But it's where, it's a K-pop band and they fight, well, demons.
Oh.
In a battle of supernatural control of the earth.
So this is it like where a really popular band makes a movie, kind of like from Justin to Kelly?
Well, it's all animated.
Ah.
And it's in Korean.
That's fantastic. So now what a great way to...
Now I'm fluent.
Cool, eh?
Thank you. I think that was Canadian.
It is Golden Girls Day, the 40th anniversary of the show's premiere that showed women of a certain age as sassy, smart, and fun, which deserves to be celebrated. So, Knocking Point Wines is putting out a line of vino for the occasion. In honor of Dorothy, a full-bodied red. In a rosé for, of course, Rose Nyland. Blanche Devereaux gets a Sauvignon Blanc. And a red blend for Sophia Petrillo. Those wines go on sale August 17th. And they do have some other interesting offerings. You know, I was checking out the website for research because I need to figure out what's you know, the price of all these wines.
That's
they also have a Real Housewives wine and a rosé for dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look fierce while you're drinking your rosé there, KB, watching your K-pop movies.
How many did you order?
It's not for sale until August 17th.
Right. Reminder set.
Okay, all
reminder
right. Thank
set.
You.
To sports fun, and this is one of the reasons to love Major League Baseball, because only this kind of thing happens in Major League Baseball. So Tuesday night, it was the Orioles taking on the Blue Jays. And Sir Anthony Dominguez, Baltimore Orioles player. And they played a doubleheader, so two games back-to-back that particular
That's
day.
That's a lot of work.
Well, Dominguez was on the Baltimore squad for game number one of the doubleheader, but was traded to Toronto in between games.
That is hilarious.
Walked over to their clubhouse, changed uniforms.
Oh, my word.
And ended up later pitching against the Orioles that very night that he was traded.
You show up.
It was weird and awesome. And then, as we were talking about, 2007, I believe it was, K-Fed and Britney finalized their divorce. Well, this long-awaited Britney Spears biopic movie has allegedly hit a pretty big speed bump due to Britney's uneasy feeling about the project.
Mm.
Go with your gut, girl. Go with your gut.
Finally.
Yeah, same. Uneasy.